It appears there is some horse trading on the horizon between Congress and the White House over where to allow drilling for oil and gas on federally controlled territory. On Tuesday, the Obama administration announced a proposal to open coastal waters off of Virginia and Georgia for drilling, less than a week after the president announced that he would ask Congress to make drilling off limits in Alaska's Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. It's a question of technology safety and need for energy from remote places at a time that lower world oil prices are making some new projects unviable. Paul Bledsoe is a former Interior Department official under the Clinton administration. He joins us now. He's senior fellow on energy and society at the German Marshall Fund of the United States, a nonpartisan think tank. Paul, welcome.
My pleasure.
Also with me is Sarah McCammon, Savannah Bureau Chief for Georgia Public Broadcasting. Welcome, Sarah.
Thank you.
So, Paul, can you evaluate both of these initiatives here, the initiative to put ANWR into wilderness designation and making it off limits, and the viability of the offshore drilling proposals of the administration this week? Are they both equally viable, or is one easier than the other?
Sure, John. I think the administration is trying to balance environmental protection of truly special places with the need to develop domestic oil and gas resources. I think this administration is more pro-oil and gas development than many of their environmental allies would like, and then the industry has portrayed them. I think the most significant development here is the opening up of outer continental shelf drilling off the coast of Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, and Georgia. I think that's going to be most controversial, and I think it may be surprising, but right before the Deepwater Horizon accident, the president actually proposed opening leases then withdrew them in the wake of the accident. Since that accident, the administration has undertaken a series of regulatory actions to make offshore drilling much safer, and the industry has doubled down its efforts too. Now I think those new efforts are going to come under even more intense scrutiny.
Is the takeaway here that the administration believes that it's bullish on oil and gas in easy-to-find resources offshore, and it's going to roll the dice on safety and push that as hard as it can, and that ANWR in the Arctic is basically an impractical project from the point of view of the administration? Is that the takeaway?
I wouldn't say roll the dice on safety. As I said, the administration has really undertaken the most rigorous safety and regulation measures in the history of oil development anywhere in the world. And so I think they're confident that this can be done truly safely. It is true, however, that they believe there are certain areas that are utterly pristine that must be protected. The other thing to recognize here is local politics are important. Virginia has a Democratic governor, two Democratic senators, but they all support offshore oil development. So do the other states involved here. On the other hand, Florida opposes it, and that area remains off limits.
So, Sarah, what is the politics and what is the concern about safety there in Georgia and other coastal communities?
Well, certainly if you talk to environmental groups in Georgia, they're worried about the impact on wildlife, the risk of oil spills. We're certainly hearing that here in Georgia. I spoke also with the mayor of Tybee Island, Georgia, which is an island community near Savannah, popular tourist spot with a small year-round population, but it really swells in the summertime. He had, I would say, mixed feelings, cautious optimism about this proposal, but really wants to see some regulation to make sure that communities like his are protected.
And let's hear from Jason Bilterman, who is mayor of Tybee Island.
Back in 2010 when this was proposed, I did not have a problem with it because I was confident that the federal government would have standards in place that would ensure that it would not do any damage to the environment. And I would feel much less comfortable if I was the mayor of a town on the Gulf Coast where they have deep water drilling, or they did prior to Deepwater Horizon.
Is he making a distinction between the safety of deep water drilling and something different on the coast of Georgia and North Carolina and South Carolina?
He told me that because some of the waters there are shallower, as he understands it, he feels like, it might be a bit safer. There might be ways to put in more protections. But I think his biggest point was we need to have regulations to protect communities like Tybee Island to make sure that ocean views aren't disrupted, things along that line.
What is Tybee Island like? And is it a community like the like the Gulf, that that you can see lots and lots of drilling rigs on the horizon?
You know, Tybee's economy is really tourist dependent. I mean, there are vacation rentals everywhere you go. It's a kind of a casual, relaxed atmosphere, very family friendly, kind of funky, you know, very beachy.
Paul Bledsoe, is the industry anxious to get involved in drilling off the shore of the Atlantic coast, or would they prefer to work in the Arctic?
They're interested in both. I think there's another issue playing out here, which is that the states want the revenue. And that's one of the reasons that Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, and Georgia are in favor of opening up their waters. And one of the reasons Alaska's irritated that the president has prohibited drilling in Anwar.
And does Congress have to approve both the proposal in the Arctic and the offering of drilling rights on the Atlantic coast?
In Anwar, the Congress would have to overturn the president's designation, and then he could veto it. So it's it would be very difficult for Congress to change the Anwar decision. You know, on the offshore drilling, that is really a regulatory function of the federal government. Congress is unlikely to get involved in most of these areas. There is one exception, which is the Eastern Gulf, that is off the Florida coast. That is withdrawn from leasing through 2022 by a current act of Congress.
Paul Bledsoe is a former Interior Department official under the Clinton administration. Sarah McCammon is Savannah Bureau Chief for Georgia Public Broadcasting. Thanks to both of you.
My pleasure. Thank you, John.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.